BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. A criminal investigation has been launched in Australia into how passengers of a cruise ship were allowed to disembark in Sydney, despite some exhibiting flu-like symptoms. More than 600 people on board the Ruby Princess later tested positive for the coronavirus, accounting for nearly a tenth of all cases in Australia. From Sydney, here's our correspondent Shaima Khalil.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller said there were many unanswered questions about the Ruby Princess cruise ship. He said the day before passengers disembarked in Sydney, a worker made an emergency call about two people who needed medical assistance. The commissioner added that police were assured by the operating company that COVID-19 was not an issue on the ship. The government of New South Wales has come under mounting criticism for allowing people off the ship. They've defended their decision, saying it was based on expert advice.
There have been calls for the internet to be restored in the world's largest refugee settlement in Bangladesh to help prevent a catastrophic coronavirus outbreak. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled a military offensive in neighbouring Myanmar nearly 3 years ago live in the camps. International officials say they're struggling to inform the Rohingyas about the best ways to prevent the spread of the virus. Louise Donovan from the United Nations Refugee Agency told the BBC why.
One of the main challenges that we're facing is the lack of internet connectivity. This was disrupted back in September of last year.
The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to turn off their lights tonight and light candles at 9 p.m. local time to show unity in the fight against the coronavirus. But his appeal has alarmed power experts who fear the country's electricity grid may not be able to cope with hundreds of millions of people doing this. Electricity boards in several states have warned that sudden mass fluctuations in demand could lead to power surges. Ecuador's vice president has apologised after pictures emerged of the bodies of people who died with the virus abandoned in the streets of Guayaquil. In a radio and television broadcast, Otto Sonnenholzner offered his condolences to relatives of the victims. He said such scenes damaged Ecuador's international image and should never have happened. Residents say they have no way of disposing of the bodies.